Hello and God bless you all in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And what a wonderful day it is today. It's the 31st of December, 1:20 p.m. And so it's New Year's Eve. And, you know, I was just inspired to do just a little sharing of what God is working in my heart and just how amazing our wonderful Heavenly Father is, just how He really wants us to enjoy this life, to be blessed, to be wise, to be led of His Spirit, and just to really, you know, move in that newness of life which is in Christ. Because, you know, the former life, you know, the old man, which, you know, where we had fear, worry and doubt, you know, really concerned about, you know, tomorrow. Like, a lot of people are concerned and in fear, worry and doubt, which I once was, and I know me and my wife Amber once was. You know, because we didn't put God first in our life. We kind of did everything by ourselves and wanted to live it our way, you know, what seems right to the man. And so, you know, when we live that way, you know, everything becomes on us. Everything is our responsibility in the sense as, you know, we need to take care of this, take care of that. And, you know, God is completely different on the senses that He wants to do the work in our life. And, you know, He sent Jesus Christ because He loved the world. And so He sent Jesus Christ to redeem us so we could have, you know, full access to be able to have a relationship with our Heavenly Father. And so, you know, that to me speaks volumes, because, you know, God really wants us to live in this life with great abundance. He really wants us to walk with Him as He does the work. Like, God really wants to do the work in your life. And we really do serve a mighty, mighty, powerful God. And He wants to work for you this day. And all it takes is that decision to accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, and to go to God, to confess with our mouth and to believe in our heart that God raised Him from the dead. And from that very moment, we receive that wonderful gift, Spirit of God. So now we're able to see past what's, you know, the carnal eyes, what's in front of us. What we see physically, we can now see spiritually. And so this is the new life which is in Christ. And so, yeah, like, in my heart, like, really, I just want to do the overview of the year, because, you know, 3 years ago, since me and my wife Amber made the dedicated decision and commitment to God to serve Him and to live for Him, everything has changed. Our life has gone from dark to light. We're happy, we're joyful. All through a small, simple decision to, you know, to do what God's gonna put in our heart, to live for Him, to really make Him first in your life, and to do the things that He's put in your heart to do, is where we see the results, is where we see His manifestation of blessings, you know, flowing into our life. And so since we made that decision 3 years ago, our life has gone glory to glory. And, you know, we've had our challenges come, but even through those challenges that have come, God has been able to navigate and direct us through these situations to cause us to come out victorious, to be more than a conqueror, to triumph in every situation. And this is really how it's been the last 3 years since we committed to move with God and to listen to the sound doctrine, the right encouragement that will, you know, really slingshot you to where God wants you to be. And so it's through those wonderful encouragement, which is through my dad and through my mum. This is where me and my wife connect. This is where God wanted us to connect. Also with Sangat Bains in India, you know, that, you know, we're moving with the word of Jehovah. The word is running very swiftly from Jehovah. And so when we do those very simple encouragement, which is coming from above, then God opens the windows of heaven through the very simple encouragement, for example, praying or speaking in tongues or, you know, just go to God, just talk to him, you know, release whatever's in your heart to God and God will do. God will bring to pass what you are believing for because that's our God and he's a mighty God. And nothing's impossible with God when we believe, you know, like faith is the substance of things hoped for, of the evidence of things not seen. So it's the faith that causes God to move into your life. And what does that look like? Well, first and foremost, going to God is a form of faith. It's an action of faith because you're going to God with your heart and you're letting your quest be made known. God loves that. God loves it when it's very simple. You know, it's not no religious prayer. It's not no religious thing that we have to get up and do our prayers, pray for an hour in the morning. It's not like this. It's very free with our Heavenly Father. And so it's as we go with heart through free will choice. Like this is the big key also for the manifestation of God's blessings in your life is the choice. What are you choosing? Are you choosing to want to not go to God and to work things out yourself? Now, if that's one way that we're doing things, then we're not going to see the results because we're not going to God. So, like, just this is an example, very simple task that God is encouraging all of us, you know, all the believers to do because it's for our benefit. So like praying, going to God, building that relationship, you know, is honoring God with our finances. These are little encouragements which God is encouraging his family because it's for our benefit. Speaking in tongues, you know, we speak in tongues for our benefit. Like these are for our spiritual benefits. When we do these very simple tasks, God is really going to work, like he's working on the behind the scenes, because we can't see God. And even when situations are going on which we can't see but we know are there, God is working in those situations. So when we do these very simple encouragement and instruction, we're going to be blessed. And this is what we have seen through the encouragement that has come through my dad, you know, just like very simple. Like, dad will say something, Lawrence, my dad, he would say some encouragement to me and Amber. And when we did it and put it in straight into practice, stepping out in that faith, the action behind what's being encouraged is where you see the benefits, is where you see it come to pass. Because God is not a stagnant God. He is a living God. And he's moving. He's living energy. He's quick, powerful, and sharp. And so when we really zone in and make that committed decision to do what God is showing to do, we see those manifested blessings. And, you know, seeing the wonderful works that God is doing here in England, in Bristol, is really blown our minds away how simple it is to move with God. And it's God doing the work. It's God that is causing us to grow. It's God that is causing us to abound in much fruit. God is the one that is causing all these things to flourish and grow. It's nothing to do with us. Just that we made the commitment to do what God is showing us to do, to live unto God. Like that was the commitment. And you know, when you take care of God's business, God is going to take care of your business. Because you're putting him first. And, you know, Jesus Christ said, when you seek the kingdom of God first and his righteousness, all these things will be added unto you, like the things that you need, the things that you want, the things that you may desire, the clothes on your back, the food in your cupboard. God says that is your basic needs, which is going to be taken care of. But then God goes exceedingly abundantly above because we're seeking him first. And so that's the choice we got to make. Are we seeking ourselves first, or are we seeking God first? Are we going to say what God is saying, or are we going to speak what the world is speaking? And so this is how, like, we've been living the last 3 years. Like, and this last year has been the best year out of those 3 years, is because God is really a God of increase. God is really the God of glory to glory. Like, he really wants us shining bright so that we can be a witness to those that are sat in darkness, because we contain something very, very precious, and it's called Christ in us, the Spirit of God. This is so precious. And so this is why we move in the way that we move, is as the body of Christ, is putting God first, is praying for the laborers, doing and acting upon the words coming down from heaven. This is where you will see atomic bomb results. And so, like, this is what I've been seeing over the course of the 3 years, but this year has just been really rapid. The fellowships are growing, like, God is causing us to grow. Fear, worries, and doubts are afar, because it's faith, confidence, and trust. This is the place we move into, even in the sight of adversity. In the sight of adversity, we keep the faith, confidence, and trust in our God, because he is directing our steps, because our trust is within him. So when we continue to do this way, again, everything is simplified. Everything is made easy so that you can move forward. God wants you to move forward. The devil wants to hold you back. So how do we stop the devil from holding us back? By doing what God is saying. And all that is speaking good. So we speak what God speaks. Does God speak fear? Does God speak worry? Does God speak doubt? Does God speak the situation? No, he does not. He speaks faith. He speaks confidence. He speaks trust. This is what comes out of the mouth of the Lord Jehovah. So we need to speak what comes out of the mouth of the Jehovah. Elohim, Abba, our Father. We speak only what he speaks. And again, it confirms what Jesus Christ says. I only speak what I hear the Father speak. Big key. Big key to our success in walking with God is not to speak the bad, is not to speak the situation that is going on, but to speak the solution, to speak the result that you want. This is what we speak forth. And so this is the way that we've been encouraged, and this is the way that we've been moving, and great fruit has come from this. And how can we ever tell if it's of God is through the fruit from it? And so we're seeing great fruit in ourselves, great fruit in what we say and what we speak, you know, because as I said, like, God wants you to keep moving on. So, you know, sometimes when we come to a stop in our life, God really wants us to take charge, take stand, and to speak forth those faith-filled words which will move that wall that may be trying to stop us to go forward, because it's those faith-filled words that will really move the mountain. It's faith that moves the mountain. So if we're speaking negative words, the mountain is going to stay. But if we speak to the mountain with those faith words, expecting God to work on our behalf, it's like that saying, or not saying, but verse of scripture, if God is for us, who can be against us? See, like, God is always for us. God is rooting. He's in our corner. He's cheering us on. He's leading the way. He's guiding the way. He holds us by the left hand. He holds us by the right hand. And so this is why we put our trust in Jehovah, the God that created heaven and earth, because he is the one with all the solutions. And so therefore, if God is the one with the solution, he's therefore able to give us the answer and solution to the problem. And so, like, God is really, the way God works is through us, is through the believer. That's how God really works. He works through us, and he needs our commitment. He needs our choice to choose him this day, because every day we got to choose God. And it's not that it's a, you know, repetition thing. It's a natural thing. We choose life every day. Like, I wake up every day and I say, I choose life this day. So, from that point, I only speak what God would speak in that day. Because this is the new life in Christ. Like, he really wants us to be led of the Spirit and not of the carnal mind, because the carnal mind produces death. The carnal mind will not produce any result in your life. And if you're not seeing result in your life, it's because we're moving into the carnal things. And that's what I've seen. Like, when things become quiet, it's because, you know, and it's not that that's bad. Like, because we have the old man nature, but God really wants us to be quick, powerful, and sharp. As he says, as he is Christ right now, so are we in this world. So it's really changing the perception of what the world has said about us all our life. That doctrine of the world, like, is now the doctrine of God, moving in the newness of life, which is in Christ. Because God really wants us to understand this simple truth so that we bear much fruit. So that God may get the glory through the life that we're living unto him. Because this is not about us. This is not about what we can do and what we can achieve in this life. But it's about that God gets the glory. And so, again, you know, just looking through everything that's been shared and taught over the year. You know, saying what we want, not what we see, is just so powerful, is so scriptural, is so godly. Because God really wants you to have things that you desire, but he needs us to move in that faith. This is the order, the spiritual order, the way that God has set it up, right? So, for example, like, God really wants us to see this way. Like, okay, so I don't need to speak the fears, worries, and doubts in my life, but rather speak faith, confidence, and trust to really sow the good seed into the ground where we are, because words are those seeds. And so God wants us to catch that we're speaking the good seed and sowing the seed into the ground, because that's where the fruit produces, is in the fruit of the ground. And yeah, physically, spiritually, this is the natural resources of how things grow, is from the mud, is from the ground, right? But spiritually, God really wants us to flourish and grow. So what are we planting in our garden? Are we planting those bad words? Because that's what we're going to reap later down the road. That's how seeds work. You plant, you sow, you water, and then after time, it comes to fruition. So, like, really to consider what is coming out of our mouth. What words are we speaking? Because, again, if we're speaking those negative words, God is, he's put on hold. And we don't want to put God on hold through, you know, the wrong decisions, through the wrong choices, when God has made it very clear. And how we can move in the right way by the Spirit of God. Because all this is done by the Spirit and not by the carnal mind. And so, again, this is another thing that's been really hit upon this year, is that we're to walk by the Spirit of God. So we got, say what you want, not what you see, and to really walk by the Spirit of God. And so, like, how do we walk by the Spirit of God? And so it's very, again, God has made this very simple. So, through speaking the good words, this is a good thing because your mind is pure, because you're speaking good words. So, again, the Spirit of God is moving with those words that you're speaking. So, if you're speaking good, the Spirit will be energized. It will be giving you inspiration. It will be giving you the thoughts and the ideas that God needs us to have. But if we talk fear, worry, and doubt, the Spirit of God will not be energized. And, you know, as I said earlier, like, God's Spirit is living energy. It's quick, powerful, and sharp. So for us to keep that sharp is we speak those heavenly words. That's what really positions us to a great day, is speaking those heavenly words. And so, therefore, that will really help push us into the place of walking by the Spirit of God. And then we do whatever God is showing us to do within that day, you know, because he just brings thoughts and ideas. Sometimes God can speak audibly to really get our attention, or just through thoughts, ideas, and that's how God communicates, like God communicate in any way. So again, walking by the Spirit of God. Now, the biggest one also is praying for the laborers. So again, the ready one, the committed one, will do this very much so. Because God's desire is to have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of truth. And the only way that God will perform this is if we pray for the hungry ones. The ones that are lost, the ones that are searching. God knows where exactly these people are. And when we pray to the Lord of the harvest to send forth those ready ones, he will absolutely do. And so this is where we continue with speaking the heavenly words. Because if we pray for a laborer and say, oh, I don't see no one, I'm not seeing, you know, nobody's coming. Again, we're moving into the carnal. Because we're speaking what we can see instead of speaking what we cannot see. What we want, that's what we need to speak. There are many, many laborers. God has sent many laborers. You know, we are the airport and God is the control tower. He is bringing them to us. So again, this is all on God. This is God's business. This is his business. So he will do the complex tasks. He just needs us to speak heavenly words. He wants us to think good, to not dwell on evil, but to think on pure and honest things. Again, this is the fruit of the Spirit, which will really help you to move in that walking by the Spirit. And so this is, again, this is what we've been doing from the heart, with all commitment. And God really has gone to work. He's sent many laborers. Like, we have many laborers. There was no one. There was no one. It was just me, Amber, in our fellowship. No one. But God is faithful because we committed. And he can see the commitment of the heart of one person. So, as we stay committed, God begin to add. So everything we do is from the pureness and commitment unto God and not unto man. So when we do that, then God is able to bless. God is able to manifest those things which you are speaking, which you are believing for. And we really do serve a mighty, powerful God. Okay. So again, God has brought us laborers, which we're so thankful for, and all glory to God. And within that also, we've seen miracles, like God has really begun to work miracles within the fellowship. People's prayers are being answered. We've had healings. We've had devil spirits manifest and be casted out. And so, wow. Like, honestly, me personally, when I look at that, I think, man, 3 years ago, me and my wife, we were in a ditch. Because we put ourselves in that ditch through the choices that we made. But now, here we are, 3 years later, where we've committed and lived our life to God and did everything from the heart. And look how blessed you've blessed us, God. Amazing. You know, we're flourishing in every way. Like, you know, when the children of Israel couldn't wait to get to the land with milk and honey. We truly are living in that land with milk and honey. We are going glory to glory. God is being glorified in the life of me, my wife, my mum, my dad. I know the guys in India too, all those wonderful guys, and Nepal. God is being glorified in each person's life because they're going to him, because they're not relying upon the world. They're not relying upon answers coming from the world, coming from the professionals, but rather getting our answer from God. And there is a big difference. There is a really big difference. And this is where the carnal and the spiritual conflict with one another. And so really, I want to encourage whoever may be listening to this is to zone in on the spiritual. Do the spiritual practices, which is praying with your understanding, speaking in tongues, speaking good words. Confession is so important. Top for me is honoring God with your finances. This is the top, top bill for me. Now, top of the bill is the best thing I've ever done in my life, with the understanding that we give from the cheerfulness of our heart and that it will always increase. Like, and this is what we've seen over the last 3 years, that since we've honored God, and me and my wife, we honor God separate and together, it's always together, I suppose. And, but we really go to God and we ask God to give us that, you know, number of how much, or give us a joy of how much we want to give. And like, again, as there's no difference as if we go to God with heart in prayer, God wants us to give, just like as if we were going to God in prayer for that need. That's the same heart God wants us to give with our finances. That is a joy. That is a blessing to be able to give, because God has blessed us so much to be that blessing. Is to move that in that way is a mighty way, because money has such a hold in this world. And God doesn't want money to be your God. God wants to be your God. And so money is a big key to the key of someone's heart. Because I know from my own heart that when I give money from, you know, to God, it's from the purest of hearts. Money does not, you know, own me. Money, I do not serve money. Money serves me. And I surely do not have that love for money, because money is just, again, is the materialistic things which is needed for this time. For us, in our, you know, the currency of this world is money. And so God wants you to have money. And the way you get money is by giving, which, again, the world says complete opposite. Complete opposite. No, no, no. You know, if you spend your money, you're not going to have none for yourself. That is the way of the world. But God says give, and whatever you give will be measured back to you. So you give sparingly, then that's good. And if you do that joyfully, that's good. God will give back to you what you give. And he goes exceedingly abundantly above that. Also, even when we give sparingly, he still goes over and above to bless us back. But the true heart is that we give joyfully, bountifully. This is what we do. We give bountifully. And as Paul says, you give bountifully, you will reap back bountifully. It's that simple. I didn't write the book. I didn't write the script. But this is what God is saying. And if you practice it, you will benefit. You will benefit not just in the physically or carnally, but spiritually, because this is one of the top spiritual practices. That is my opinion. That is what I feel, because I see the great results from it. And so since we've done it from the heart, given to God of our finances, cheerfully, every time, not begrudgingly, not because we have to or we better do so God will bless us. No, everything's done with joy in our heart. God does not want you restricted. God does not want you to feel any of those types of feeling. But God wants you to be able to give cheerfully, happily. That would be your money. That would be your time. Everything we do, we should do unto God, because that's for our benefit. And so this is the truth. And the ready ones will receive these words gladly. But the carnal people will see from a different angle. They will have their opinions upon what's being said right now. But the ready ones will receive these words, because you're ready to change your life. You're ready to see those walls which have been built in your life be broken down, new strongholds in your life to be broken down. And this is the way, this is the true way to break that down, is by going to the one true living God, laying everything down before him, making that commitment to live for him, making that commitment to do only what God is showing you to do, only to speak what God is showing us to speak. And that's where it lies. That's where it stands. So if you want change in your life, you go to God. You make the commitment to serve Him and His Son. You know, and if you're new and you don't know, all you need to do, very simple, is believe in your heart that God sent Jesus Christ, first and foremost, to redeem the world, because the world was lost. But all we do is believe in our heart that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. We confess with our mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. Then, that's it. We receive the Spirit of God. Now, you're ready. So, the next thing is you can start speaking in tongues. Just like on the day of Pentecost, they received the Spirit of God and they began. You know, the Spirit gave them utterance. So, you know, you just believe this very thing and you just open your mouth and God will fill it. God will energize that Spirit that you've now just received. And you just say, God, now I speak in tongues. And you open your mouth, move your lips, and God will do the rest. And that's when your life changes. And so, like, this is really my encouragement for this year. Like, it's been a really fantastic year. All glory goes to God, our Heavenly Father, and His Son, Jesus Christ, for carrying out the perfect work that He did. And so now is our turn to carry out that perfect work that God has set before each of us. And so we do serve a mighty, mighty God. And we are a mighty, mighty people. And this is what we believe. And this is how we move. This is how we conduct ourselves. That we are sons and daughters of the Most High God. And so I'm just so blessed. I know my wife is also so blessed. It's just been a really, really... I really can't express. And I just want, you know, to whoever's listening, I want you to grasp that God is a good God and He loves us and He really wants us to move in a mighty, powerful way. And it's not the way that seems right to a man, but it's the way that is right with God. And so when we grasp this very simple truth, we're able to move very, very powerfully. Signs, miracles and wonders will follow you because you're believing God. You're believing the words coming down from God. And this is where great impact will hit. Because we're doing what God is showing us to do. So, again, just to encourage you. Have a wonderful... Hope everyone's had a lovely Christmas. And have a lovely new year. And really enjoy this next year with God. Not on your own. Don't do it on your own, guys. God wants to be involved in your life and He wants you to be involved in the body of Christ. So I love each and every one of you. I hope this has blessed you today and encouraged you. So God bless.